Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Patients age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses.
We all know the soothing scent of Vicks VapoRub, the comforting scent families everywhere have come to trust. Whether you had a pesky cough and couldn't go to sleep, or you just needed a loving touch of care to help you feel better, Vicks VapoRub has always been there. It always made you feel better, and today, still does. Reach for Vicks VapoRub and wrap yourself with the calm and soothing relief only Vicks VapoRub can bring. Vicks VapoRub, trusted soothing vapors, always there for you.
O'Reilly. Save big during Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts with great deals on socket sets, impact wrenches, and more. Right now, get $10 off a 200-piece mechanics tool set, plus earn double O-Rewards points. That means you'll get to your next reward even faster. Visit the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts today or shop O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WSSP Milwaukee, the official home of Packers fans.
It's just a fantastic radio station. You guys do a fantastic job. That's the truth.
1250 AM, The Fan. Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for The Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. You know, I listen to sometimes Alt Nation on Sirius XM. I'm sorry. I know it's a competitor. I know.
You know what? I'm actually fine with that today. I don't know if you heard the last segment. I bought a... Shout out to whoever is in Blurby, charge. Yeah, what's up, man? What's up? Sorry to steal your thunder here, but whoever's ordering for the vending company, we get monsters and bangs. I love these bangs because it's an energy drink. Now, this is hashtag not an ad. Zero calories, though. So,
wow.
Yeah, so I could stick with, you know, if I don't want to cheat on the diet anymore today because I've already had some McDonald's this morning. And so, I went to take a big drink of it to close out the show. And this is the problem with doing a solo show with no producer and you not being here. It went down the wrong tube. And, like, the final 3 minutes, I was trying not to choke on the air and die.
Oh. Well, just play commercials. Just end the show early.
I was down to the spot break that I have before the legal hits, which is only, 90 seconds.
Just play...
It wouldn't have done anything.
Play promos.
Who?
Play random drops.
Well, I didn't want people, you know...
I'm Malcolm Brogdon,
yeah.
Milwaukee's best Bucks coverage here on The Fan.
You play that 37 times, that's a minute.
I may cry if I hear that. I kind of miss Malcolm Brogdon when I watch this team play, but yeah.
Yeah, Brogdon looked good for a while the other night, last night. Who won Pacers or in Warriors? I'm sorry, I don't know.
That's actually a great question of who won that one. I watched every single game last night except for that. That was the 6 p.m. tip. I want to say the Warriors won.
I went to bed at 7:30.
Last night?
Yeah.
How?
I didn't take a nap.
How did you do that?
I was so tired.
Why?
So I went to bed at 7:30. I checked some scores, but...
Warriors won.
Yeah, baby!
111-107.
And that's the bet I would have taken. Pacers were 2-point favorites.
You would have taken the Warriors?
Yes, but my rationale was when I talked to Nick Kostos yesterday, you better you bet.
Yeah.
I said, you guys handicap these games... You pour so much into it. And I'm telling you, Nick, I just think the Warriors are going to win because I like them. And he goes, well, that's one way. But I would have won.
Did he like them too?
I don't think he had a bet on them yet, but I'm assuming he would have taken the Pacers.
I did it. See, I watched most of that game, too. I had nobody. It doesn't matter. I had Sabonis over 12.5 rebounds. He got 13, and I turned it off because, man, there was a lot of good games last night. A lot of good games around the association. But the Warriors, I would have been on that pick, too. I should have played that one. You know what? The Warriors have actually been playing some pretty good basketball, man. They really have.
They had a couple tough losses here on this East Coast stretch, but I guess they won last night, so that's good.
Yeah, they beat the Pacers, who they continue to – I don't know what the heck the Pacers are. I don't really know who anybody in the East is outside of, like, Philadelphia and now Brooklyn, who continues to look good without Kevin Durant. But we could talk about that later. What have you guys been doing around here? I see that Todd's late, just walking in. We got some McDonald's at the studio,
which is
a good thing. The Packers, I'm a little concerned.
Todd, all McDonald's is gone.
I'm a little concerned and I'm a little happy today. I love being here with you on a Thursday morning when the Packers are hashtag in the mix. And that was probably the best headline that I saw yesterday, is that the Packers are in the mix. One of three teams in the mix for J.J. Watt. Are you with me, or do you just want J.J. Watt to sign somewhere? Like, if he comes here, great. I'll take J.J. Watt. But if he's not going to come here, you just kind of want to find out so we could be done with this, because every day it's like...
I just want him to stop tweeting about his adventure.
Okay.
I mean, I've already had enough. Oh, it takes me an hour on DoorDash. Okay, good for you. That's not funny, but we're all going to pretend it is because you're J.J. Watt.
I feel like I already know...
Mitochondria is the... Oh, now we're doing this. Now we're doing... Okay, let's just sign somewhere... And end this, please.
Exactly. I just don't want to be on J.J. Watt watch anymore. Like, if the Packers weren't one of the teams in the mix, I'd be fine with it. But this means we have to talk about it every day. But I feel like I already know all your takes because you're on all these different podcasts, and I hear you. Well, I listen to the show when I am off up until 9 a.m., and then I have to unfortunately turn you off. But then I catch the final hour on the podcast on the radio.com app. And if you haven't downloaded the app, do it on the App Store or wherever you get your apps. But I feel like I know all your takes. I heard you on this, was it the Unknown Packer podcast the other day?
Lockdown Packers.
Lockdown. Oh, yeah, well, but I've heard you on this, that one.
Unknown Packers is great.
I just wanted to give them a quick plug. I love those guys.
Yeah, Bryce and Ken and Jeremiah, all those guys I know from that.
Somehow they get Jamal Williams.
Game on Wisconsin.
Game on Wisconsin gets Jamal. Well, see, there's so many. I'm just plugging them all
now. I love those guys, too.
Yes. But who are the guys you don't like, though?
Cheesehead TV.
Okay. Yeah, they blocked you.
And then the underage Packers I'm trying to like, but they hate me.
Oh, no progress on that, because you were texting back and forth with Big B.
Yeah, Big B, but then Joey. Joey keeps taking shots at me and says, if you're going to listen to a radio show in Milwaukee, try not to listen to one that is fueled on hate. Fueled on hate. So I'm glad you brought that up, because I do think that there is, if you like, listen to the show a little bit, or if you know me on the peripheral, there's a reputation I have that I am a little whiny baby when the Packers don't win a Super Bowl. And that's kind of true. I want them to win a Super Bowl. I think it's imperative that they at least try to win a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. And so that statement and the way that I've gone about it, I think it's become a little controversial. And so Peter Bukowski from Locked On Packers, who you can also get, Horvat, when you download for free the radio.com app, Locked On Brewers, Locked On Bucks, Locked On Today, also hosted by Peter Bukowski. When you listen to Locked On Packers, a great job that Peter does. And he was on the show last week, so I was on Locked On Packers, and I've gotten more feedback about Locked On Packers than I've gotten on any appearance I've done in a while. And it's been funny, because in the last week, people during the show are texting me and tweeting me. I have a buddy who I haven't heard from in a few months, you know, that happens. But he says, hey, good job on Locked On Packers. I said, oh, thanks. Do you also know that I have a radio show where I'm on the air 4 hours a day for 5 days a week? He says, LOL. Okay. I mean, you could support me on the actual show I do, right? Right. I mean, that would be appreciative.
That'd be very nice, yeah.
And the craziest thing, if you're like, okay, Bart, you've convinced me, I want to hear you on Locked On Packers. The craziest thing is there is a glitch in just the one file on radio.com. It will not be available until 10 o'clock today. It's the craziest thing. It won't be available till 10. So you can't go and listen to it right now.
Darn glitch.
You're going to have to stick with the actual show. But I wanted to play a sample of it to clear up maybe once and for all why I am such a whiny baby about the Jordan Love pick. And credit to Peter.
After this, are we done with the Jordan Love at least until training camp?
Yeah, I think so.
So this is the finale.
This is going to be the finale.
I had to tweet it out. I'm sorry I haven't put out a show tweet. I forgot the password, but now I've remembered.
To our Twitter?
Yeah.
It's
Well, I've been signed in since, like, we've changed everything. And then somebody signed me out. I've been gone for 2 days, and my whole organization's messed up. Sorry. Goodbye.
Try Travis Shaw 21,
no,
exclamation point.
I figured it out. Okay. It was Radio Joe Rules, exclamation point, dot, dot. We're
but good. The U is a heart.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So this will be the finale of Jordan Love talk. This will be the finale until it matters again. But credit to Peter because he allowed me to come on his show and it is like rehabbed my reputation. So I want to play just a few minutes sample of Peter and I and him really saying, okay, so what's the deal? When are you gonna quit on this? And what is it? What do they have to do for you to think that the Jordan Love pick was a good pick? Peter Bukowski and I, Locked On Packers. You can listen to it on the radio.com app, but not until 10 o'clock today because of just this awful glitch that is unexplainable. Here's Peter and I.
If the Packers had drafted Patrick Queen instead, and according to Pro Football Focus and my eyeballs, Patrick Queen was a very inconsistent player last season. In fact, PFF had him as one of the five worst linebackers in the league who played any number of snaps. He was, at least according to their evaluation, a bad player. But based on what your requirements is, had they drafted him, at least at the time, you would have been in on it. So this is where you and I have had this disagreement. I've said if Jordan Love is good, it's a good pick. And you've said, no, I need a guy who can start right away. So if they try and get a guy who is going to help them right away and he sucks, is that better?
Yes. Okay. And I will answer yes. And then I will stall for 10 seconds to figure out why I'm answering yes. I want to know that because I think that they are taking Rodgers for granted. And I think what they're doing is also taking for granted that because they've gone elite quarterback to elite quarterback, they'll do it again. I think they are taking that for granted. And I think a lot of us, when we talk about Jordan Love, and I say, I don't know if he's even going to be good. The initial response from many is, well, what if he's a 15-year Hall of Fame quarterback? Whoa, okay. I mean, that's the giantest of leaps. But yeah, that would be great. But I think when you have done it once with this organization and you see it again, that's what it looks like. I want to know that the Packers are doing everything they can to win a Super Bowl with the quarterback that they have. That's right. What that, as a fan, that's what I want. So if they draft
and
a guy,
lot of fans feel that way. You are not even close to alone in feeling that way. A lot of Packer fans are in that position.
Yeah, I think losing is one thing, but then to have regret about the losing is another. I don't ever think of the 2016 NFC Championship game. I forget that they were ever in it against Atlanta.
Because, you just remember they beat the Cowboys and the season was over.
Yeah, well, I mean, you just forget because they lost. I mean, they lost. Atlanta beat them in every single way. I guess Ripkowski fumbled and maybe, but they weren't going to win that game. With the Tampa game, with the Seattle game, there's so much regret. Even though we have nothing to do with it as observers, it feels like we carry the burden of the loss. It drives me insane all the different ways they lost in that Tampa game. I would just like to know that nothing was left on the field. Nothing was left on the table. No stone was left unturned. They did everything they could to win in 2020. Again, this is where they're going to have to tell you, and I don't know if you'll get the straight answer, but did the Packers believe going into that draft that they were just a couple of pieces away? Like, I'm talking specific pieces. A.J. Dillon for 2020 was a specific piece. Josiah DeGuara was a specific piece. They traded a fourth-round pick to go up and get Jordan Love, which is another thing I didn't like. But they didn't think they needed the draft to go back to the Super Bowl. Or they thought, Rodgers, he's on the downward, and the cap hit's going to be bad, so let's get this Jordan Love guy. It's going to be bumpy, but we're going to be able in a couple years. Then we'll have this team that's going to be, you know, the cheap quarterback and the pieces that we like, and then we'll have this team, and that's the team that we could win. Because I don't know. Did they not think they could win another Super Bowl with Rodgers? Because that was the way that they drafted, like they were setting themselves up for the next one. When if the Packers
can it be both, though? I mean, Matt LaFleur said he wanted a third running back, and they knew in 2021 they had no running backs under contract. So you get A.J. Dillon. You think he can give you something this season, which he did. And Josiah DeGuara was going to be a big part of this offense. I don't know what he's going to be moving forward. I didn't love the positional value of either of the guys they got on day two. But those are guys who are going to be a big part of this offense. Like, if the Jordan Love pick were just a nondescript offensive tackle, do you think you'd feel differently about all of it? Like, I wonder that a lot about not just you, but a lot of fans.
Because it was a quarterback, yeah. I mean, yes, I am more upset. Because that's you're drafting. All right, so Tampa Bay goes out and gets Tom Brady.
Right.
And they had been bad for a decade. And so they get Tom Brady, and they realize when getting Tom Brady, we have Tom Brady. It would be foolish of them, I think, to then get Tom Brady and then in the first round take a quarterback.
Right.
While we're setting ourselves up for after Tom Brady. But what's the point of getting Tom Brady if you're not going to try to win with him? I think where the Packers are at is they've had Rodgers for so long that you do naturally tend to forward think a little bit. Instead of coming into the season like, holy cow, we've got Aaron Rodgers. Let's try to win with Aaron Rodgers. Because if Aaron Rodgers goes to any other team, I mean, when you take a quarterback, there's no value. He didn't even play.
Right.
Like he didn't. There was no value for 2020. And he may end up being. I mean, Jordan Love could be the thing that separates, you know, the Hall of Famers from the elite Hall of Famers. He could be that guy. I don't think he's going to be that guy. But what you did was you took out a big, you know, you bet against yourself. You barred against yourself now to win in the future. And if that's going to be looked back as a good pick, I think you need to win. You certainly need to win a Super Bowl with Love. And I think you need to win one with Rodgers too.
Back to live action. What a great conversation between two Radio.com heavyweights, Bart Winkler and Peter Bukowski. And I thank him again for allowing me to come on. And I've got a lot of good feedback on that, oh, that's how you feel about Love? Oh, geez, I thought that you were. Because everybody thinks, and this is what I'm gathering from the Twitter world, and I'm talking about like how I'm, maybe I need to better explain this. I am me on the show. And I think if you like the show, you obviously like Horvath and I.
Or one or the other, at least.
Or one or the other. Thank God.
Yeah.
For you.
No, you.
And so you know, but on Twitter, what I do is I come across as a whiny baby that wants a Super Bowl because you have less characters to talk, and you try to make a punchy tweet. You don't just want to tweet, oh, they lose, I'm mad. You know, I want to make a statement in the short amount I have. So these other Packer writers and blogs, they look at me and say, this guy is an idiot. Cheesehead TV against me. Rob Demoski blocks me. Blocked my show account, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now it's personal.
I mean, now he's racing to block things I own. So there's that image of me in Packerland that I'm a hothead.
Yeah.
That is just that hates Jordan Love, but really I just want the Packers with Aaron Rodgers to try to win with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that's as simple as it gets. I don't think that you have to win a Super Bowl every year for the season to be a success. One of the things I talked about with Paul Emmick a couple of days ago was how the Brewers are going to be more fun to watch this year than the Bucks or Packers, because the Bucks and Packers are at this level where it's kind of championship or bust, and that's the expectation at least. And if you don't get there, you're just going to be upset. And because they've lost in the fashion they've lost the last few years, it just adds to it, which I talked about a little bit there with Bukowski. The Brewers, though, have very little expectation, and they could win the Central. I think there's some reason to think they're good enough. And then after that, you go in the dance. I mean, who's gonna have more fun this year? A Brewers fan, if they take second in the division, get a wild card, and bow out the first round? Or a Dodgers fan who loses in the NLCS to the Padres?
What Dodgers fans? There's like 45 of them.
But you take one of the 45, the Brewers fan will have had more fun in the season. Well, who had more fun this year? A Packers fan or a Browns fan?
A Browns fan.
A Browns fan had more fun. Browns fan had more fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it's not always championship or bust, but when you have Aaron Rodgers, it is. And if you think that that's too obnoxious, or if you think that that's asking too much, well, I mean, as the Packers know, these Hall of Fame quarterbacks don't grow on trees. And we can't, as a fan base and an organization, celebrate for like the first 12 years of Rodgers, we were very aware about how rare it is to go to Favre to Rodgers. We would see the list that the Bears have started since 1992 at quarterback, and we'd say, oh God, they've started like 50 guys, and we have our two. Oh, Matt Flynn had to start a game. Oh, but we consistently have had Favre and Rodgers, Hall of Fame quarterbacks, back-to-back, no layoff in between, 30 years. For most of Rodgers' career, we knew that that was rare. Now I think we've shifted into taking it for granted and almost assuming that the next guy is going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback as well, when the odds are tremendously in the favor that Jordan Love is going to not be good. That's where the odds are going. Maybe he's a couple-time Pro Bowler, 8-year career, but the odds for him to be a 15-year starter, Hall of Famer?
I was going to say, he could be good in...
are tremendously low.
Yeah, he could be good, and that doesn't even equal success. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what I completely agree, because it's so hard to evaluate quarterbacks, but to go from Favre to Rodgers, we've been spoiled. So now you think that it's going to happen a third time, and you don't know that. I mean, look at what the Patriots are going through right now with Cam Newton. Like, let me ask you this. Would you consider the Jordan Love pick a success if, let's say, this preseason, let's say we get a preseason, 4 games, and let's say, like, all these teams that are starved for quarterbacks right now. I don't really think all these quarterbacks are moving. Maybe Deshaun Watson, but, dude, it's going to take so much to get Deshaun Watson, like, 3 first-round picks. If you give up 3 first-round picks, and I would do it, like, if I'm the Chicago Bears or I'm the New York Jets, right? I would do it. But the thing is, if you do that, what are you surrounding them with? Because there goes your future. So then you got to go out in free agency and try to sign a bunch of guys. But that's tough to do if you trade away your future for Deshaun Watson, because what else do you have to do then? Give him a new deal. And then it's harder to surround him with talent. You know what I mean? Like, Patrick Mahomes is going to figure that out soon. The Chiefs were able to do it this year, and we applaud them for it. But are they going to be able to do that consistently for the next decade to build what the Patriots built with that dynasty? The Patriots are figuring out. I mean, I think Bill Belichick's the greatest head coach in NFL history, but they're going to find out that, you know, Tom Brady was more important than we all thought. You know, we like to rag on him, but he's more than just a system quarterback. He has some magic, and they're going to figure – so I completely agree, but, like, so let me ask you this. Like, 4 preseason games, let's say Jordan Love plays in 2 of them and puts up ridiculous numbers, like 7 touchdown passes to 1 interception, and a team is interested in him because they're like, okay, we're not going to give up 3 first-round picks for this guy. We're not going to give up a first-round pick for Matt Ryan. You know what I mean? Like, sure, Matthew Stafford still has a lot of football left. How much does Matt Ryan have? And somebody calls the Packers and says, hey, we have this wide receiver, or we have this second-round pick, or this first-round pick, and they get rid of Love. Would you consider it a success if it helped the Packers win, like, this year?
If they traded Jordan Love?
Yeah, but, like, got something in return that you actually...
And then won a Super Bowl?
Yeah, because of it. Would you consider it a success? Then would you...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because if they traded Jordan Love this offseason,
yeah,
got a piece that helped them win a Super Bowl, yeah.
So there's 2 ways that you consider the pick a success. Jordan Love wins a Super Bowl, or the Packers trade him and get something valuable in return.
Or even if... Rodgers can win a Super Bowl, and this is what Peter and I continue to talk about. And again, the Locked On Packers podcast, you can listen to it on radio.com, but with some weird glitch, since I'm on the air till 10, it's not going to load for you till 10.
10:06, actually.
Yeah, 10:06.
Yeah. 10:06.
On Saturday.
Yeah.
Because we got other shows. And
I was going to say, hold off for the weekend.
Yeah, the weekend.
Speaking of the weekend, you hear their new joint?
I didn't.
Starman?
Is it mellow as the other ones?
No, they go back to their original stuff, their metal stuff, back when they were in the garage.
Yeah, you need a Super Bowl, though. If they get Aaron Rodgers a Super Bowl.
One more question.
So in the era they drafted Jordan Love, I'll say fine. Okay. Good for you.
One more question. What if Jordan Love has the career of Donovan McNabb, and he goes to 5 NFC championship games, he goes to 1 Super Bowl, vomits on the field during it, maybe, and that's his career, but never wins one.
I will say no then.
Then it's a failure?
I will say it's a failure.
That's a lot of rides that you get to enjoy.
I need a Super Bowl, because is it worth borrowing?
Man,
because they're borrowing from themselves. So is it worth... Is 5 NFC championship games and 1 Super Bowl loss with the next quarterback worth blowing the opportunity to win a Super Bowl with this quarterback? I don't think so. Now, if you win a Super Bowl with Love, then it is. What you did was you're taking the Super Bowl you're eventually going to win, and you just moved it back. So Love's got to win a Super Bowl for me to come aboard this pick. Or if Rodgers wins a Super Bowl before he leaves or they kick him out of town, then I'll say, all right, fine. You guys took a risk. You threaded that needle. It worked out for you. Let's go and get some more with Jordan Love.
So the only argument that I would make, and like I'm with you because, you know.
I need a Super Bowl out of this transaction. Is the final answer.
The only thing, like, to play devil's advocate, because I'm like, obviously I didn't like the pick because I wanted a wide receiver. I know I'll get destroyed for this. I wanted Patrick Queen. I still think he'll be a good player, but I completely agree. Chris Barnes may be better. So my only argument would be, though, so Rodgers has 1 Super Bowl, and he played really well against Atlanta. He was great in the Super Bowl. He wasn't really great against the Bears at Soldier Field in the NFC Championship game. Let's say the defense doesn't make all those plays. B.J. Raji isn't on the squad, and the Bears come away. And don't laugh at this. And Cutler doesn't get knocked out of that game, because let's be honest, man. Cutler, we like to laugh at him, and rightfully so, but he was a better option than Caleb Haney. He had the better career, correct? So let's say that the Bears win that game, and Rodgers has this career, but without that Super Bowl, he never wins one. Would you consider drafting Aaron Rodgers a success when you had Brett Favre? Because I still would, because I've had a lot of fun.
Don't do that to me.
Because I've had a
lot. Don't you come in here after a couple of days off and back me into a corner.
Hey.
Don't you. That ain't how we operate here.
Well, because I would, because I... Like, these NFC Championship losses are painful, but I defend Rodgers to the death because they're not all on him. You know, some of these losses in the playoffs have been on him. A lot have been on the defense. Most have been on the defense. Some have been on bad coaching decisions. Not so much this one by LaFleur, but McCarthy was really bad. When you go back and you think about it, man, we gave him a free pass for a long time. And I like McCarthy, but Yeah, I still would consider the success.
All right, if Rodgers, if they move on from Rodgers and Jordan Love is the starting quarterback for 15 years and wins three MVPs and goes to five NFC championship games and never gets to a Super Bowl, then I will consider that a success.
That's the criteria right there. Okay.
Then you backed me into that.
And then would he be a Hall of Famer? 414-799. I want to ask this question to the listeners and to social media, but I've been off. Whenever I'm off a couple days, I feel stupid. Like when it comes, if you notice, I haven't really been tweeting. I don't really have a lot. Like I was talking about this with Tim Allen, you know, host of Tim and Rami 2-6 here on the Fan and the baseball postgame show, which will return this season for its what year? 16th year. And I said, you know, our problem with social media, we love it. We love Twitter and whatnot, interacting with the listeners. But the only problem is, I don't really love to give all my takes. Kind of like, you know, you've stopped is because we have 4 hours. I have 5 hours a day. I don't want to say everything on Twitter and then get here on the air and be like, so, how about this? I'm at the gas station the other day, right? Pumping some gas, freezing cold. In the pump, I can't, like, do the thing where I, you know, click it and then I go sit in my car. Guy pulls up. You know, last time it was a lady. This time it's a guy. Cut off sleeves, even though it's negative 14 degrees. And he says, hey, are you the Bart sidekick? And I said, yeah, Ryan Horvath. And he goes, no, man, I thought you were producer Todd. And I said, no, I'm Horvath. And he said, hey, buddy, you think the Packers are going to get J.J. Watt? And I said, sir, I actually have no clue, and it's freezing cold. And I went back into my car. Because I honestly, if there's one thing that I hate, it's pumping gas in the winter.
Yeah.
Agree or disagree?
I go back in the car. I'm not afraid of it.
I don't, because I feel like that's frowned upon. I feel like there's certain things that are frowned upon, like where if, you know, somebody like in a big truck pulls up next to me in my Jeep, because, you know, that's I'm driving like the dad Jeep now with the car seat in the back. I feel like that's frowned upon. Like they're like, you wimp. Like,
so, but you kind of you have the same approach that I do right now, because we do a radio show for 4-5 hours a day when we're here. And we give it, this is free content, but for us to have the job, you need to listen to some of it. But here I am giving all my takes on other people's shows, and you were giving your takes on Twitter. Well, then it's like, what's the point of the show?
Yeah.
So I agree with you.
And like, you know what? The other thing was, man, is like my wife, I was like taking a beating at home. Like I could watch all the games. She has no problem with that.
Cause some guy asked me my opinion on the Brewers the other day and said, hey, we're going to talk about it this time on the show. So I was like,
where'd you see the guy at?
But, no, on Twitter.
Oh, I thought you were at the gas station.
No, no, no. Maybe. But then I eventually told him my take anyway. I felt bad.
Yeah. You know, no, I'll interact. Don't get me wrong. If somebody asks me a question and like takes time out of their busy day to ask an idiot like me, my opinion, I'll interact with them. But I'm not just going to go on there and be like, hey, you know what? Ichiro is a Hall of Famer, and let me tell you why. I know how. Because then what am I going to talk about for 5 hours? Exactly. Or then you don't want to come to the show. It's like, oh, I already know what this guy's going to say. I already know going into this show from 6 to 10, they're going to rag about Jordan Love for 3 hours and then sing Collective Soul for an hour or whatever, whatever rejoin music they come back with. Why even tune in? So you never know. So today, I think, here's what I think we do today. Everybody's going to talk about J.J. Watt, of course. Where did he go to Chili's last night? Did he go to B-Dubs? Or they're going to preview Bucks-Pelicans. I think we flip the script, and for the next 3 hours, we talk nothing but baseball. I was kidding.
Okay, because I want to talk NFL draft.
Yeah, I have to Google the Brewers roster and read off the box score and stuff, you know?
I want to talk NBA.
Ooh.
I want to talk Badgers hoops.
Yeah, I really do, with Benjamin Worgel at 7:40.
And, yeah, but we can avoid talking about J.J. Watt for the day.
Yeah, no J.J. Watt. I mean, how about this? Let's just get it out of the way.
The report was that it was down to three teams, and then John Clayton, who was quoted about the report, said, well, those are three of the teams. There's a dozen teams in the mix. So for a while, we thought it was down to Packers, Bills, Titans. It still appears those are the front runners, but there's 12 teams that want him. So basically, nothing's changed.
Right.
J.J. Watt's going to take his sweet time, and we're going to say, oh, well, people are jockeying for the cap. maybe, but also you don't think J.J. Watt loves every bit of this? If I know one thing about the Watt boys, they like attention. And this is an attention-seeking opportunity for J.J. Watt.
And rightfully so. He's a three-time defensive player of the year. I don't want to – like, I always – I mean, we've talked about this. I thought Giannis should have, even though he signed the Supermax. I didn't think he should have because he's Giannis. But if I'm AD or I'm any of these guys, before I sign that Supermax, why not go get wined and dined a little bit, even rich guys? You know what I mean? Like, here, what is this organization going to do for you? Because nowadays, especially, you know, if it's the NFL, your playing career is so short. Like, I know it's ridiculous how many endorsements these guys are in, but, like, especially think for, like, running backs. Aaron Jones, I wish Aaron Jones could get paid, but then, like, you look at how much, like, you look at, like, the $10 million they're already behind, and you're like, man, I want Aaron Jones, but he's a luxury that I don't even want to say he's a luxury, like, that you can't afford, because, if anything, I'd probably franchise tag him. But the thing is, like, with J.J. Watt, sure, I'll take him, but it has to be for really cheap, because I kind of really want to bring back our own guys. I think that, you know, 2 years in a row, you've been a game away from the Super Bowl. And I think this year, they were the better team. I would rather bring back Aaron Jones, Corey Linsley, even Jamal Williams, who the other day, you know, on social media even said he wants to be a Packer for life. Let's make that stuff happen before we overpay for this, like, 32-year-old J.J. Watt. He played 16 games last year. That was great. Had 5 sacks. You know, maybe that takes away from some double teams from Kenny Clark and from Za'Darius Smith, which would be terrific. I'll take J.J. Watt. I'll celebrate it. I'll be happy. But not, like, what if it's J.J. Watt and then nobody else? Like, Corey's gone. You know, Jamal's gone. Aaron Jones is gone. I know everybody wants Kevin King gone, but you're not able to, like, bring in a veteran corner like a Richard Sherman or a Patrick Peterson, because that's the move that I want more than I want J.J. Watt. I know they're 31 years old and 30 years old, but I want a veteran corner like that. Like a Richard Sherman, and then I want to use a draft pick in the first or second round on another corner, like a big, tall, 6'3", lockdown corner that Kevin King should have been with speed. You know what I mean? And then you have a vet to kind of teach him the ways, because I don't want to throw a rookie corner in there in a Super Bowl season, weeks 1 through 4, even the good ones. Like, look at, like, Jeffrey Okuda. I think he's going to be good, but he really struggled, and Rodgers picked him apart in those first couple matchups. So you get a vet. More than I want J.J. Watt.
414-799-1250. You can tweet us. 1250 AM, the Fan. We'll take a look at that draft. I've got a, you know, I didn't want quarterback. So when I tell you the position that I'd be interested in the first round this year, you're going to think that I have a brain that doesn't function. More on that coming up. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath on the Fan.
It's Gary Ellison here. You're listening to the Bart Winkler Morning Show right here on the Fan. Make sure to check out the Wendy's Big Show coming up this morning, starting at 10. Your home for real Wisconsin sports fans, a radio.com sports station.
Hey, Milwaukee Bucks fans.
Get ready for game day at home with Pick and Save. Shop in-store or online to score deals on your basket. Save more when you use digital coupons and Pick and Save free pickup with orders of $35 or more. However you plan to celebrate this basketball season, start with Pick and Save, the official grocer of your Milwaukee Bucks. Visit pickandsave.com. That's pickandsave.com.
Let's go, Bucks!
Hey, Matthew, we need to restock those sleeping bags.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Can one of you cover this register?
Like at Anita's outdoor store. Sorry, to keep sales climbing, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Hi, this is Jason New, founder of Soul Boxer Cocktail Company. You've probably seen our pre-mixed, bottled old-fashioned cocktails at your local liquor store. What you might not know is that we are a Wisconsin-based company, Cheeseheads through and through, with a single-minded mission to craft bartender-quality cocktails with the best ingredients available to create your favorite classics that you can simply pour and enjoy. To learn more about our products and our story, head over to soulboxer.com or ask your favorite retailer. Cheers.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. At the LASIK Vision Institute, we're offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye, plus affordable financing. Go to LASIK.com and see if LASIK is right for you. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Technology and experience, all more affordable than you might imagine. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. That's LASIK.com. Individual results vary. $220 per eye price available based on prescription. Go to LASIK.com for details. Patients age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses.
Get a refresh with your refund during Mako's tax season event for expert pain and collision repair. Use our contactless services. It's as easy as book, quote, fix. Uh-oh, better get Mako. Visit Mako.com today to schedule your free estimate. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's good news. Even with high unemployment, there's still a need for hundreds of thousands of cybersecurity professionals in the U.S. right now. And My Computer Career is training people to help meet the demand. No IT experience? No problem. Take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Find quality candidates fast with Indeed Instant Match. Indeed searches through millions of resumes in their database to deliver candidates who fit your job description instantly. Claim a $75 credit on your first post at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Coming up today at 2 on the Rami and Tim Show, just what would be the asking price on a Josh Hader if you're David Stearns? Also, we'll check in with our Milwaukee basketball insider, Eric Name of The Athletic, at 3:45. That's Rami and Tim today at 2 on 1250 AM The Fan, radio.com sports station.
This is where you and I have had this disagreement. I've said if Jordan Love is good, it's a good pick. And you've said, no, I need a guy who can start right away. So if they try and get a guy who is going to help them right away and he sucks, is that better?
Yes. Okay. And I will answer yes. And then I will stall for 10 seconds to figure out why I'm answering yes.
Oh, the two best friends there could ever be, Bart Winkler and Peter Bukowski, on the Locked On Packers podcast. Bart Winkler is me, and Ryan Horvath is he, and producer Todd exists. Carl's on the south side, 799-1250. Carl, what's happening on this weird, wacky Thursday?
I see, man. Listen, I got a couple takes. The first take is Jordan Love, we need to just see him do something first and foremost. Let's give him the preseason. Let's you know, pump the brakes on this guy. I think we gave this guy too much crap without even seeing what this guy can do. So we'll know in the preseason, just like we did with previous quarterbacks, on what their development would look like if we give them time. So all this notion of, oh, we shouldn't have got Jordan Love, it was a good pickup. I'm telling you, this guy can ball. And what we will need is somebody that can come in and take over the reins and pick up right where Rodgers left off. That guy will do it. The second take that I'm hearing nothing about from the big national media circuit is possibly Giannis going back to back to back since Larry Bird. I don't
see
any national coverage upon Giannis being known as the MVP again for this year. What he's doing without Jrue Holiday, without a help, without Chris Middleton pulling his weight, I mean, is great. I mean,
unfortunately, though, Giannis is being judged on a curve.
LeBron probably it's going to be the LeBron Lifetime Achievement Award, even though the Lakers right now without AD stink. And then if not, man, I think it goes to Embiid. I hate to say it.
LeBron has not been the same.
It's going to go to the top team in the East, and I don't think the Bucks care about getting that top seed.
They are not going to give it to Giannis unless they absolutely have to.
So let's say Embiid, uses load management second half of the season and stops dropping 50 burgers every other night. Then I would probably say Jokic, and if not Jokic, don't get mad at me, guys.
No, Jokic.
James Harden.
Really?
James Harden.
Listen, can I tell you one thing? And I know this might upset a lot of LeBron fanboys or whatever the case may be. And maybe you guys. I don't know.
No, I hate
but
LeBron.
Can I say, ever since he came from Miami, man, he's not been the same. I remember the Biogenesis report. I've been looking this all up. This guy, he has not been the same athlete.
Well, he's old.
Well, what are you accusing of? What are you accusing him of here?
Do it.
Listen.
Do it.
Do it, Carl.
Do it here.
You're so close.
Do it. Do it.
Listeria.
You. Yeah! Yes. My dad. Carl. My dad. Carl. My dad says it too. My dad says that man's shoulders can't be that big.
No.
Remember, he had that tumor on his cheek, right? That had to get removed because that only happens when you are using a certain type of feed. I'm just saying, maybe I am a conspiracy theory.
And he's losing his hair, Bart.
I'm upset because Giannis isn't getting love. But listen, all I'm saying is the guy doesn't have the same step anymore, but yet they are still dedicated to giving this guy MVP. Why? I don't see it. I just don't see LeBum. Let's scare. What it? All right, I'm out, fellas. I gotta go.
Yeah, show yourself out, Carl.
I am. I'm sorry.
You took a swing. That was a big swing. We need to. Yeah, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Perhaps. Wow. I've never heard that take. Your dad's on board that take?
Yeah, well, no, like, by not really LeBron. My dad's take is that, like, if you go back, if you look at NBA players when he was growing up, even NBA players, dude, when we were growing up and we were watching 90s basketball, like, do you think Sasha Danilovich and, you know, some of those, do you think Sean Bradley's getting buckets against any of these guys in the NBA today? I mean, they're built. Like, they started lifting weights. They're bigger guys. Back in the day, they were just, like, basketball players were, like, 6'9", skinny guys. So he thinks some guys, yeah, were taking steroids.
Well, no, they're the weight training's important now, and before it wasn't.
But it was, like, back in the day, like, have you ever bench pressed?
Spend a lot of time lifting weights.
I think I just answered my own question. Have you ever, like, bench pressed or done, like, a bunch of push-ups and then tried to shoot a free throw? You're short on them every time. So, like.
Believe it or not, I have.
So when we, back in the day, like, we would watch. Have I ever told you I was a 90s Bulls fan?
You were?
Yeah, I was, yeah. So when Rodman, he could never hit a free throw, and he would always be short on him. And I would be like, Dad, well, he didn't set his feet, and he didn't care a whole lot. I'd say, why is he always short on these, though? And my dad was like, for some reason, this guy bench presses and does 100 push-ups before every game. And then he's always short on the jump. Like, so nowadays, it's – or not now. Now we just like expect these guys to be bigger, faster, quicker. They're all so strong, and they jump so damn high. But, like, at first, it was like, whoa, are these guys on something? Like, some of these dudes, man, especially, you know, it's crazy because, you know, when you cover these games and you're in, like, an MLB clubhouse, a lot of guys look kind of just like you or, you know, your buddies. You're like, okay, they don't even really look like pro athletes. I mean, some do, obviously. Some guys, like Eric Thames, looks like a pro wrestler. And then you're in the NFL locker rooms, and it's kind of the same thing. You're like, man, you think football players, like some of these dudes are huge. Like if you see J.J. Watt or Preston or Zadarius, but some of the defensive backs, you know, and the special teams guys are a little smaller. But when you're in these NBA locker rooms, like next to Giannis, his shoulders are bigger than my head. Back in the day, these guys were like skinny. So I just think, you know, obviously they take care of their bodies. I don't really think anybody's doing steroids.
I'm surprised Carl went there. Wow.
The opinions of callers are not those of radio.com, Ryan, or Bart. Ooh, wow, nice. Good call on that.
But Giannis is not going to win the MVP.
No. I mean,
again, he has to play.
I think he should, but like, because if you take him off this team, they're a dumpster fire.
Oh, he totally could. And if he hadn't won two, then he would.
Remember 2 years ago when we were like, man.
But they're not going to give it to him.
No. I think the Lakers are terrible right now. Without AD on the floor and without Schroeder on the floor. I think they need him more than they – and I mean, that's a crazy take. But I think once he's back, they'll be able to sustain, the AD injury at least for a couple of weeks.
What are the MVP odds right now?
LeBron's still the heavy favorite. Jokic.
I got LeBron. Embiid. I got LeBron, Embiid, Jokic, and then the next class is Curry, Luka, KD and Giannis.
I played Steph Curry when he was 16-1 because I said even if the Warriors get a 6 or a 5 seed And he's and because since January 1st, Curry's averaging like 30 points per game, 7 boards, 7 assists, something on 54% shooting or something ridiculous like that. And then I also, again, don't kill me. I know everybody hates him, but James Harden's been playing really good basketball. And the Nets, without Kevin Durant, are playing really good basketball. And we continue to say there's only one ball, but they don't care about that. And then we say that they don't play any defense, but I don't know if you've watched them lately. In the fourth quarter, they play defense. Kyrie the other night was playing defense, diving for loose balls. They really want to win. And I think – now, I think if the – I honestly – and I'm not just saying this. I don't think Philadelphia really would give them any trouble. Like, I don't think – because Ben Simmons, as good as he is, can't shoot an outside jumper. So it would have it would be on – Embiid's going to be great in that series. But Tobias Harris would have to be a superstar if they were going to win a seven-game series against the Nets. I do think that the Bucks could – take them to seven and potentially even beat them, but they'd have to play. I mean, Giannis would have to be, he'd have to average like 40, 15, and 8 a game, and he would have to play every single minute of every game. And I still think that they need to be in the buyout market, but I don't even, can they even do that? We need like a cap guy to even tell me what they could even do.
The Bucks?
Yeah, can they even be in the buyout market?
All I know is that they have Mamadou Diakite.
I keep seeing this on my Twitter.
In the G League.
Is he playing today at like 2 p.m. or something?
Yeah, that's who they should be focused on.
Well, if he – and hey, and you're the guy, man. You're the scout. You should be the scout. You were all in on Christian Wood, and now he's a 2010 guy.
Yeah, I was right, and the Bucks were wrong. But then five other teams let him go afterwards. Well, they were all wrong too.
Oh, and look, it was the Pistons.
And the Pelicans.
The Pistons, honestly – why do, like, the Pistons, how much money income, I'm going to Google this. I wish we had a producer, but Todd just disappeared again. Do you think the Pistons.
Todd told me.
Do you think the Pistons bring more money income in than they cost?
First of all, Todd told me he's been interested in Elizabeth and Radar.
What do you mean?
Well, he thinks Elizabeth's cute.
What do you mean he's been interested in them, though? Like he wants.
He might want out of sports producing and go to music producing.
Oh, this is a recent development. Wow. What did Sam do to him?
Sam and him don't talk.
I want that relationship.
So Todd, I think, is just looking through the window at her.
Oh, gosh. Isn't he married?
No, Todd, no. God, no.
Oh.
No, the ring that he wears on his finger, it's just an onion ring.
That's his communion ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry about Todd.
Gotcha.
And then the second point is I totally forgot what you asked me.
And you know it's terrible? So did I. Seriously.
You said, don't you think that...
I forgot.
You said, don't you think...
I forgot. It's early.
Well, let me talk about the MVP thing for a second to go back on Carl. Mm-hmm. They wanted to give the award to Luka. At the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. Luka, he had a nice game winner the other night, so,
you
know.
He still may win it.
He still could win it.
Because they're good.
But right now, everybody, they want to give it to Embiid.
No.
Yeah, everybody wants Embiid to be healthy.
Well, he's good.
Give it to Embiid.
Nah. I think they want a big man to win it because a true center, which, I want to ask you, we keep saying that, like a true big man hasn't won MVP in a long time. But and Giannis obviously isn't like the classic center, but he's a 7-footer. He's 6'11", 7 foot. So what are we talking about? A center hasn't won MVP. He's won it back-to-back years. The guy's a 7-footer. He's just a big with a different skill set. Embiid has a different skill set. Hits threes now. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, they want a guy though that camps in the post.
Yeah,
that's what they want. They want a guy that they think could have won it in the 90s to win MVP. Or a guy here that isn't too different from what they think they saw in the 90s. You know, you didn't have a lot of Giannis's running around in the 90s.
See, yeah, but you wouldn't have seen him. Like, Embiid wouldn't have been, like, his game is completely different. He's not, you wouldn't have seen him in the 90s. Nobody had that game.
No, but that's, you know what I'm saying.
And he brings the ball off the floor.
Right? Yeah, but that's, I'm telling you, it's very narrow-minded, this MVP race and all these.
Like, MVP race and, like, the all-star snub stuff. Except for, like, I mean, like, no offense to Middleton, he was terrible the last 2 weeks. It killed him. But when Devin Booker wasn't originally on that team, that's the kind of stuff that drives me nuts.
I was surprised Sabonis wasn't on.
Yeah, him too. Sabonis should have been on there as well. Yeah, Sabonis, Devin Booker, those were my two biggest complaints. Like, some guys that are like those, I can, like those tier two type players, like De'Aaron Fox, like, he could make the argument, but I don't think he deserves
it. Well, my real complaint is there's only 12 guys that make the team.
Yeah.
There's 450 guys in the league. Expand it to 15. The stat that I gave out, you probably hear I gave this out, is they expanded to 12 in 1968 on all-star rosters at a time when then that meant 15% of the guys made the league.
Yeah.
There were a handful of teams.
Right.
Now there's 30 teams. 4.8% of the league is going to be an all-star, when you could have easily expanded it to 15 and there'd be no, like, oh, is he really an all-star? Like, Chris Middleton's an all-star.
Yeah.
If there's 15, he's an all-star.
You know, my wife has told
Sabonis me... Sabonis is an all-star.
That I need
Booker's
to be...
an all-star.
Booker's an all-star.
Mike Conley's an all-star.
Yeah. Mike Conley's been the best player on the best team. You know what I mean? Like, Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert get all the praise, but this year, Conley's been the best player on the team. You know, my wife's told me I need to be more positive. I think everybody should be an all-star.
Yeah, Thanasis brings the energy. He's an all-star.
You know what's sad? He's like the one guy that I like off the bench.
Pat Connaughton found a way to have the Bucks bid against themselves and give him more money than he deserved. He should be an all-star for that.
Yeah, his agent should be an all-star.
DJ Wilson's making $4.5 million to be a first-round pick that never gets playing time. Be an all-star for that.
Yeah. A lot of guys that just, you know, I was watching, you know who's been playing pretty good, too, is Sterling.
Sterling Brown.
He's been playing pretty good.
Darvin Ham told the coach down there, make sure you sign this guy.
Can I ask you a question? Do you think that it's
a problem? Darvin Ham should be an all-star.
Is it a problem with, we say, like, I at least think, with whoever's evaluating the talent with the Bucks because of, and Dante I still think will be a nice player. I think the problem with Dante is, you know, he's not a superstar, and he was a first-round pick, and we just expect him to be a superstar. But Dante's a good enough player for where he was drafted. You know, like, you could always do that thing where you passed on a Draymond Green. You know, like there's so many teams that could do that. Like, oh, you passed on Draymond Green. But the other thing is Draymond Green, if he goes to the Bulls or if he goes to the Pelicans? Probably not. You know, not saying he's a good player, but he's probably a system-type player. So you could always do that with certain guys. But is it a problem with who's evaluating the talent, or is there a problem with Bud? Because he didn't want to put Christian Wood on the floor. He didn't know how to use Sterling Brown. He wouldn't put Tony Snell in that series, damn it, even though him and Kawhi went to high school together. Maybe it's Bud. That's just the problem.
Well, I think it's a little of column A, column B to cop out on that answer.
Maybe DJ is the next 2010 guy, and we just don't know it because we've only seen him in flashes, chucking up threes, missing, you know, off the front of the rim.
Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. Do want to talk some NFL draft, including the position. I think if the Packers went, I would now be the only one excited for it. Next.
We celebrate with you. We're frustrated with you. We get emotional with you. We're in this together. 1250 AM, The Fan, a radio.com sports station.
The Menards Distribution Center in Iron Ridge is hosting a job fair from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. February 22nd through the 26th, with on-the-spot interviews for full-time and part-time positions. Both production and warehouse openings are available. Includes a sign-on bonus for new team members. Don't miss the job fair February 22nd through the 26th, or apply online at menards.com/careers to start your new career. The Menards Distribution Center, located 1 mile west of Iron Ridge on County Road S.
Save big money at Menards.
Get a refresh with your refund during Mako's tax season event for expert pain and collision repair. Use our contactless services. It's as easy as book, quote, fix. Uh-oh, better get Mako. Visit Mako.com today to schedule your free estimate. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's good news. Even with high unemployment, there's still a need for hundreds of thousands of cybersecurity professionals in the U.S. right now. And My Computer Career is training people to help meet the demand. No IT experience? No problem. Take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Find quality candidates fast with Indeed Instant Match. Indeed searches through millions of resumes in their database to deliver candidates who fit your job description instantly. Claim a $75 credit on your first post at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is John McAlpine with Jana King. Are you tired of working for someone else? Now is the time to start working for your own future by becoming a Jana King franchisee. Jana King offers initial and ongoing training, operational support, and initial business to get you started quickly. There is no better time to become a business owner than now. With the demand for cleaning and disinfecting growing as more businesses reopen, the opportunity is huge. Call Jana King today at 262-780-0300 or visit us at janaking.com. Jana King, the king of clean.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at Jiffy Lube.
Hi, I'm Susan Hiller with Howard Gleason, Hiller Ford Sales Manager. Howard, tell them about our great deals on 2020 F-150s.
You could save over $11,000 off MSRP or lease an F-150 STX for 24 months for just $299. $46.19 down plus tax and dealer fees. There's no security deposit and the first month's payment is included.
Hurry in, these offers end.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.